The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Special welcome to our FM listeners on 104.5 FM. A special listen, a special welcome to our streaming listeners. And that audience continues to grow exponentially. More and more and more people are streaming. And a whole lot of people listen to this program at their convenience. I hear this all the time. Hey, I work nights. I work midnight to 6 in the morning, and I listen to your podcast while I'm working or whatever. So I used to say, well, wherever you are listening, but now I need to say whenever, because a whole lot of you will hear this program when it's not live. You will listen at your convenience. But I am grateful for you wherever you are and whenever you might be listening. The controversy over CRT, critical race theory, continues to heat up, and rightfully so. And the proponents of critical race theory have taken a different tact. And let me explain what I mean by that. Most reasonable people, when critical race theory is explained to them, most reasonable people, whether they're conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, independent, black, white, Asian, most reasonable people, when critical race theory is explained to them, have a very negative reaction, because it is the antithesis of what caused America to make progress in race relations. The civil rights movement of the 60s and the 70s had one, well, they had many themes, but the central theme was equality. Martin Luther King Jr., we've got to get to the place where we do not judge people by the color of their skin, but by their character. We don't look at the color of the skin. We don't judge them because they're black, they're white, they're Asian. We judge them because of their character, not how they look, but what they do, you know? Okay. Critical race theory turns that on its head. Critical race theory judges a person solely on the color of their skin. If you are black, you are oppressed. Regardless of your education, regardless of your background, regardless of your educational status, social status, financial status, you could be a gazillionaire like LeBron James. But if you're black, you're oppressed. And by the way, people like LeBron James really believe that. He's got million-dollar mansions in several different locations. He is a gazillionaire. But he honestly believes that because of the color of his skin, he's oppressed because he is bought into the lie of critical race theory. But most reasonable people do not buy that. Critical race theory says if you're white, you are an oppressor. Now, you could be living in a shack with dirt floors in Appalachia, but if you're white, you're an oppressor because you're white and you're responsible for racism because you're white. And by the way, you are a racist because you're white. Well, as I said, most reasonable people, regardless of your race, economic background, educational background, most reasonable people, when CRT is explained to them, reject it. So, the proponents of CRT, when it began to rear its ugly head in America's schools, universities, high schools, junior high schools, when it began to become popular in these schools, their tactic was, this is great, this is wonderful, it's going to lead to real equality and blah, 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 blah. That was their tact to begin with. And they were hoping and praying, and I'm being serious, they were hoping and praying that people wouldn't study it, people wouldn't research it, they would just take their word. Because that's what the American public has done for years and years and years. We allow the professionals in the schools to do their job. I mean, we're parents. What do we know about education? So we trust the teachers. We trust the administrators. That has been the attitude of the American public for many, many years. And the proponents of CRT have taken advantage of that, hoping and praying that what was really being taught would not be uncovered. Well, they were wrong. CRT began to be exposed for what it is: evil, racist, discriminatory. It is. So more and more people began to wake up to CRT and the fact that it's being taught in schools. And parents all across America are speaking up, speaking out. We don't want CRT in our schools. So the proponents of CRT, critical race theory, have had to change their tactics. So now they're saying, well, it doesn't exist. CRT, well... That's just made up by a bunch of conservatives. Oh, it's a theory that they talk about in the halls of academia. It's debated in upper levels of education, but it's not taught in schools. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not being taught in schools. And again, they have been hoping that people will just take their word for it. Well, people are not, fortunately. And now we're learning more and more about how prevalent it is. Here is a new study looking at the top 50 most elite K-12 private schools in America. The hoity-toity rich schools... And I say this with some respect. We've got a couple of them here in Columbus. They're the schools where the rich kids go. Private schools, elite. Well, this study looked at the top 50 of the most elite K-12 private schools in America and whether they're teaching critical race theory. I think you'll be interested in the results. But you're going to have to hang on during this break. Yeah, I'll share the results when we return. Hey, by the way, I love your phone calls. And yes, we take phone calls in the 5 o'clock hour. 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you want to know more about how CRT, critical race theory, has infiltrated America's schools, you might check out a website, criticalrace.org. Now, I do not endorse every single thing on this website, so this is not a blanket endorsement, but it will give you some, it'll give you some helpful information into understanding how prevalent this has become in America's schools. Again, the website is criticalrace.org. Criticalrace.org. Well, they did a study of the 50 most elite private schools in America, K through 12. Now, we're told constantly that all rich people are conservative Republicans, which is such a lie, but we hear that all the time. Republicans only care about rich people, and all rich people are Republicans. That's not true. Take a look at some of the richest people in the world. They are not conservative Republicans. Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, Republicans? Are you kidding me? Well, anyway, they did a survey of these 50 of the most elite private K through 12 schools in America. And here is their conclusion. 21 of the 50, quote, had some form of mandatory anti-racism training for students, while 40 of the 50 had some sort of curricular requirement change based off of anti-racism, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, or critical race theory. So 21 of the 50 had mandatory anti-racism training for students, which included principles from CRT. And 40 of the 50, again, quote, had some sort of curricular requirement change based off of anti-racism, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, or critical race theory. So the overwhelming majority are in some fashion infiltrated by CRT, critical race theory. But again, the left has changed their tactic. All right? And if you were listening before, I tried to explain that the best that I could. When critical race theory first sprang into prominence, it was, well, it's really good. It's really good. Just trust us. Just trust us. It's really good. And then people began looking at it and were shocked. And so now the left have said, well, it's not taught. It's not taught. Here's an illustration of this that happened on CNN. Was this yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Senator Rick Scott of Florida was on New Day, CNN New Day, with co-host Brianna Keeler. Brianna Keeler. And so she has invited Senator Rick Scott of Florida on CNN's New Day program. And they start talking about Virginia and what happened in Virginia, Youngkin's election. And Senator Scott says, well, a lot of it's because of CRT. He said, and I quote, I think Republicans continue to talk about issues. Glenn Youngkin won his race because he talked about issues, and I think that's what's going to happen. We're going to see, just like in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe wanted to say there's nothing about critical race theory. Well, we know it's true. Parents know their kids are being indoctrinated with critical race theory in Virginia, and Democrats wanted to deny it. Parents showed up because they don't like being lied to. Response from Keeler, the CNN host. Well, it's not in the curriculum. Just to be clear, it's not in the curriculum. Just to be clear, three times she says, it's not in the curriculum. It's not in the curriculum. To which Senator Scott said, quote, oh, Brianna, would you like me? Here, just let me read you a few things. In 2015, Terry McAuliffe, as governor, the Virginia Department of Education promoting incorporating a critical race theory lens in education. You can still find it on the Department of Education's website. It is still there. She interrupts him and says, it's not part of the curriculum, Senator. It is not. Scott replies, in February of 2019, a superintendent memo to the Virginia Department of Education promoted critical race theory and the idea of white fragility. The CNN hostess gets frustrated. She says, it's not. She's now yelling, it's not part of the curriculum. Senator Scott, I saw it there yesterday. It's still there, Brianna. She responds, I do want to ask you, but just be clear. It is not in the curriculum. Scott says, well, let's all agree. They were trying to indoctrinate kids. Terry McAuliffe denied it. It's still on the website. It is. This is happening. And I hope Democrats continue to say it's not happening because parents are not dumb. She says, you're saying parents are dumb? You said? He said, no, they're not dumb. So he says, no, they're not. I think parents are smart. So on. Scott says, parents are smart. They know. Oh, no, no. She said, I just want to be clear, Senator. I just have to be clear. It is not in the curriculum. This is like either the sixth or the seventh time the CNN host says it's not in the curriculum. Senator Scott says, it is. It's on the website right now. You want me to show it to you? Terry McAuliffe, when he was governor, introduced it. It's there. The Department of Education has promoted it. It's still on their website. Do you want me to show it to you? And she just says, I want to be clear. I have to be clear. It is not. Scott says, parents are smart. They know Virginia's Department of Education is promoting critical race theory, and Terry McAuliffe said they didn't. I hope Democrats keep doing that all across the country. In ending the interview, Brianna Keeler said again, it is not part of the curriculum. How entrenched must you be to absolutely deny evidence put right in your face that critical race theory is being taught in Virginia? It's on the website of the Department of Education. And to just keep saying, it's not. But this is the new tactic of the liberal left. Denying that critical race theory even exists. Can I let you in on a little secret? I hope they continue doing that because it's not working. It is backfiring big time. All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.